Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be making up for the missed shiur on Thursday. And today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be finishing Simin Shin Yud Aleph. So we are holding Simin Shin Yud Aleph, Si'ifim Ches and Test. This is page Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Ches. Tiltul min atzad l'tzorek davra mutter mutter. To do tiltul min atzad, to move a muktza item in a backhanded kind of way, for the sake of a davra mutter, for the sake of a non-muktza thing, that is mutter to do. Hilkach, and therefore, the practical ramification of that is tzenon shetaman ba'aretz, if you have a radish that is buried in the ground, u'miktzas olav megulim, and some of its leaves are exposed above ground, v'lo hishrish, and it hasn't actually taken root in the ground, so you're not going to be violating kotzer or anything like that. V'gam lo niskavin lezria, and when you put it in the ground, you aren't intending to plant it in the ground, you were just trying to preserve it in the cool ground. So note though, you're allowed to pick it up out of the ground. Even though by taking it out of the ground, you're moving the dirt that's around the radish. So the dirt is the muktzah item, but you're not moving the dirt for the sake of the dirt. You're moving the dirt for the sake of the radish, and you're moving it with tiltul min atzad because you're not touching the dirt at all. You're just moving it by moving the radish, which in turn moves the dirt. And this is true even if the radish has grown as a result of the moisture from the ground. Says Ramah, and even if you had put the radish in the ground with the intention that it stay in the ground for the entirety of Shabbos, even then it's going to be mutter because there's no concept of basis l'davar aser when it comes to food. V'tiltul begufa afilu tzorach davar aser mutter. Unlike tiltul min atzad, if you're metaltul begufa with other parts of your body other than your hands, then even if it's for the sake of the muktza item, that's going to be mutter. Meaning when it comes to tiltul min atzad, you're moving the muktza item using something else. So you're using the radish to move the dirt. You're using a stick to move to move a muktza item. So that's only mutter l'tzorach davra mutter. But tiltul begufa, which is when you're moving something with your elbow, your toe, or whatever, some other part of your body, that's can be mutter even l'tzorech davra aser. Hilkach kasha la mita d'stamo muktza la'asaka. So if you have straw on a bed, which is we assume is meant to use for fuel for a fire, minano begufa, you're allowed to move it around with your body. V'miniach alav mibod yom karo keses minano afilu biyado. And if you put a pillow or a cushion on it on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to move that even with your hand. Sharei hechino mibod yom lishkav lav, because then you have designated it to use as a mattress and not to use as fuel. V'cheinim chashav lishkav lav, and the same is true even if you just had a machshava to be able to use it for lying down on. Now let's see all this mishnah berurah. Sifkat and chafei umiksas olav megulim. This is the example of the radish where some of the leaves are protruding above the ground. Yiloyu oel megulim klal, because if the leaves were not at all exposed, then you'd have to shove away some of the dirt with your hand, and that's going to be tiltul biyad directly, so that's going to be aser. V'afilim yirtzu litchov machat o kush derech ha'afar b'tznon litlo, k'mo b'sif tes gamkein aser dinirako segumo. And even if the radish were totally underground and you took a needle and you stuck it into the ground in order to pull the radish out, so you didn't have to move the dirt with your hands directly, even that would be aser, because that makes it look like you're digging in the ground. V'yesh mekilin but there are some that are makil when you stick a needle into the ground to pull the radish out. Velo hishrish, we're talking about a case where it has not taken root in the ground. If it had taken root at all in the ground, then even if it's mostly exposed and mostly out of the ground, you wouldn't be able to move it because it's going to be tolesh. It's going to be detaching something from the ground. It's going to be a violation of kotzer. Vigamlo, and then we had said, and this is also talking about where you didn't have any kavana lizria. Because if your kavana was to plant it, avshalo hishrish aser, even if it didn't take root in the ground, it's going to be aser. Because initially, when you put it in the ground, you intended for it to take root. And it was buried in the ground the way that you would plant something. The Magen Avraham asks, but wait a second. It says in the Gemara, that if you plant wheat in the ground and it has not yet taken root, you're allowed to pull it out and eat it. He says, even though it's a pella that the Mechaber paskins this way, that just having intention to plant it, even though on a reality level it hasn't taken root, that the Mechaber paskins that that's usur, it's a pella because it's against the Gemara, and the Magen Avraham points this out, we still have to paskin like the Mechaber because so many Rishonim say this way. And we have to touch up that what the Gemara was talking about, which was also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, where it hasn't yet taken root, where we said that it's mutter, that must be talking about it where it isn't even fully covered by dirt. But if it's fully covered by dirt and you intended to plant it, even though it has not yet taken root, that's going to be usur. Afal pisha benitilaso, this is going on where the Shulchan Aruch had said, even though you're moving the dirt when you pull the radish out, that's tiltul menatzal the tzorach davar mutter, and therefore that's okay. Ratzolomar demikol makom. Excuse me. He says, Ratzolomar demikol makom. Tiltul menatzad, because at the end of the day, it's tiltul menatzad, the kavanasahu b'shvil the kichas etznon du davra mutter. And your intention is for the sake of the radish, which is a davra mutter. Big limitation on this. The heter of taking a radish out of the ground, that's only when it's out in the field, where you don't mind having a gaping hole in the middle of the ground. But if it's in your house, and you have a dirt floor in your house, and the radish is in the ground in your house, pulling it out is still going to be usur, even though you're not violating muktzah, and you're not violating toldesh, it's still going to be usur. Why? Because you might come to then even out the now uneven ground because it's in your house, and that's going to be a violation of choresh. However, if it's in a pile of sand that you had designated to cover up excrement or something like that, so that's okay. That you're allowed to remove it from because there's no concern of mashva gumos. Valzer ramas hagab siftas. The Rama and siftas alludes to this. You can see isa begemara gam kein gabe amudim shel oreg shayutkun bekarka abayis shasul itatlam imkomen shem yavlash shosagumos acharkach. And that's what the Gemara talks about, that you're not allowed if you have these pillars that are in the ground, that are dug into the ground, to pull them out, where it's going to leave a hole in the ground in your house, is going to be usur, because it's a gezeira that you might come to be mashve gumos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Simchon Chaf Tesva, afilu inichal, is going on the Ramah, where the Ramah had said, even if you put it there to remain the entirety of Shabbos, it's not going to be a basis because it's food. Ratzolomer, the after, b'yamla miniach tover muktzah le'ezekli, al dashe yishar Hashem kol ha-shabbos u'kliyam, nasa kli guva gamkin muktzah mitam basl dover usur, u'kadabasim even though we already learned the din of basl davar asur, which is that if you take a muktza item and you put it on a kli in order with the intention of leaving it on that kli for the entire Shabbos, then that kli becomes muktza for the entire Shabbos. Even if the muktza item falls off at some point, the kli becomes muktza because it's a basl davar asur. Mikal makom hachalo nasa hatznon basis la'afar shal gabom. Over here, the radish does not become a basis l'davar asur by being a basis for the dirt that's around it, even though you planned on the radish being in the dirt for the entirety of Shabbos. Why? Because a radish is food, and food cannot become basis l'davar asur. V'ratzolomar, it needs to say, d'ba'achlin ilu lo shayich basis, d'ba'achlin elu, rather, lo shayich basis, d'alo lo haisa kavanaso, batmana sheyochan l'shamish la'afar, ela adra. He says, this is not a klal that's telling me that food could never be a basis. It's saying this food is not a basis, because part of being a basis is that the basis is there to service the muktzah. Over here, the muktzah is there to service the basis. Meaning, what's a basis? I have a shtender, and I put something muktzah on the shtender to stay on that shtender. I want to keep my cell phone on the shtender. So good, so now the shtender becomes a basis, because it's there to hold up the cell phone so that the cell phone doesn't stay on the floor or land on the floor. But over here, the radish is not there to support the dirt, to hold up the dirt. The dirt is there to support the radish, to keep it cool and to keep it fresh. So that's not that does not make the radish a basis. What in the Indian peros? The reason of food is not going to become a basis is not because there's such a rule that food can't become a basis. It's that food is never there to support the muktz item. It's always the muktz item that's there to support the food. We said when it comes to tiltul begufo, that's mutter even letzarech davar aser. How do we define tiltul begufo? Pirushenu nogea biyodo ki im begufo o b'sharei varav. Tiltul begufo means something that you don't move with your hand, you move it with other limbs of your body or with your torso. Mekalinu bo yosem yishar tiltul menatzad. We're more makel with that than we are with tiltul menatzad. Valkein mutter afil letzarech davar aser, and therefore it's going to be mutter even for the sake of a davar ha'aser. There's a question about whether kicking something is considered tiltul begufo. You know, what if it's something that's meant to be kicked, like a soccer ball or something like that? Would that be called tiltul begufo? Okay. The stum of chule. We said that an example of tiltul begufo is where you have straw on a bed, where we assume that straw is primarily meant or is naturally assumed to be used for fuel, which would mean that it's muktzah. And that's assuming that it's commonly used for fuel where you live. It says Mishabura in Radin, we don't use it for fuel. We use the hay to feed the animals or to lie on, and therefore it's not mux at all. So you're allowed to move it even directly. And anyway, the Shulchan Aruch must be talking about a case where you didn't designate this straw to lie down on, because if you did, then it wouldn't be mux anyway. It's only if it were meant for fuel and it happens to be on your bed, and then you need to do tiltul begufo. Why would you want to move it around? To make it more smooth and soft in order to lie down on it to have a more comfortable sleep. Sivkal nam gimel shari achinu. Even if you didn't think directly that you want to lie down on it, by putting cushions on it and sheets and blankets on it, we view that as if you had a direct machshava to use it for sleeping on and not for fuel. But if you had a clear and direct machshava, then even if you didn't do any physical activity of putting sheets or something on it, it's still going to be mutter. And similarly, the Rama said, if you just had the machshava, that's enough. Pirush afilu inichol akash alamita b'stama v'achar kachishiv alav. Even if you put the straw on the bed bistama, and then you had this machshava, that's going to be enough to be makil that it's not muktzah. And finally, si'if test. This will bring us to the end of Simon Shinyad Aleph. Peros hatmunin b'teven o b'kasha muktzim. If you have peros that are buried in straw or hay that is muktzah, yachol litchov b'machat o kosh v'notlam. You could stick a needle or a fork, a pitchfork into the hay to pull out the peros. And the kash will go, the straw will go, will move out of the way on its own. If the peros are in chol or afra, you have to look back to what we said back in Simshin Shin Ches. Says the Mishwur, Beteven obakash, Teven vuhu, Hakona haniktsar imashibolas, Vakashu mashinishar, Besada acharaksira. So he just defines what straw and hay are, how we define these terms. But the point is that hamuktsim, that they are muktsa, lafuke. As opposed to if they weren't muktzah, if you had designated them as animal fodder or as cushions for your mattress. And the Chafetz Chaim reiterates what he said earlier, that Tevin, where in Radin in the early 20th century, was typically understood not to be muktzah. It was typically understood to be for Michael Behema. Vayelel sim shin ches mishabrusiv katan kuf yuches mak shaksavnu lin chavilo shel tevin. As far as bundles of tevin, we had covered that earlier, that where stam chavilos are omid lebinyan to use to cover your roof, so then it will be muktzah. Yochel litchov, David tiltum natzal tzorch davar mutter. Why are you allowed to stick a pitchfork into them and pull them out? Because the moving of the straw is a tiltum natzad. By pulling out the peros, the straw is moving around on its own, and it's l'tzorech the peros, so it's l'tzorech a davar mutter v'sharik del b'siv ches, and that's going to be mutter v'kol zek shayitamin b'tevin ha'muktzah shemunach b'mekom avo midah asaka. That's only if it was hidden away in this muktzah straw, which is meant to be used for fuel. Avlim lakach berav Shabbos miktzas mimenu vihitmin bo peros zevaden nistalik mal tevin shem muktzah. But if this tevin was never meant to be used for fuel, it was tevin that you had specifically taken off of the large pile of tevin in order to keep fruits cool. So it's just like your refrigerator. So then that's not muktzah at all. Because that's what you designated it for, to put peros in. Then you'd even be allowed to move the tevin itself. The whole shaila, the whole case of the Shulchan Aruch is only if the tevin were muktza. Uba afar sivkat namin ches. When he says if it's in dirt, he's talking about dirt that's piled up in your house that's meant to be used, where it's not going to be muktzah. Based on what everything we said in this simin, that to do tiltul min atzad for the sake of a davar ha'asur is going to be asur, so it would turn out, it's important to point out, says the Mishnah Berurah, demasha noagin eza anoshim limkar b'shabbos ul'kabel ha'mos b'kli. That some people that run their businesses on Shabbos and they take the money by being metaltal with a kli or with a beged, or besakin, or they move the money with a knife on the table. Aside from the horrible avera of doing mekach umemkar on Shabbos, how they're turning a blind eye to so many halachos. Even if you want a taina that's called tiltul min atzad. Hello, Bishul Davar Asr, Shua Maos. It's Tiltul Min Atzad for the sake of the money, and the money is a Davar Asr. Vein Shum Safek, Shu Isr Gamar. And therefore, there's absolutely no Safek that is 100% forbidden, that is prohibited to do. So let's review what we learned today. In Sif Ches, we said there is a big difference between Tiltul Min Atzad on the one hand and Tiltul Begufo on the other hand. Tiltul Min Atzad, Litzorech Davar HaMutter is Mutter, but Litzorech Davar HaAsr is going to be Asr. Tiltul Begufo is Mutter even when it's Litzorech Davar HaAsr. The example the Shulchan Aruch used of muksa items is kash and tevin and things like that, but the Mishnah Berurah points out it all depends on what that kash was designated for. If it was designated for fuel, then yes, it is muksa. But if you had a machshava or did some sort of maisa, or you live in a place where it's stam, not designated for fuel, it's designated for animal fodder or something like that, then it is not muksa. The Mishnah Berurah also highlighted a critical rule in the dinim of basis, that something is only a basis l'davar ha'asr if the non-muktza item is there to support the muktza item. But if the muktza item is there to support the non-muktza item, like the dirt that's there to keep the radish cool, then that is not going to be it's not going to qualify as a basis. And then in Sif Tes we said that if you have tevin or kash, where when you pull the fruit out, it's not going to leave a hole or anything. So if you're allowed to stick a pitchfork into the tevin or the kash to pull out the peros that are hidden inside of it, even though the tevin and the kash are going to move around, because that's tiltul min atzad, litzorech davar ha'mutter, and we're not worried about that it's going to look like you're digging, because it's not dirt, it's tevin or kash, and therefore it's not, you don't have any such concern. So that brings us to the end of Simin Shin Yud Alef. Bez Hashem, later this evening at about 7:15, we will begin Simin Shin Yud Beis with learning If Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for joining, especially on short notice.